next wake up, it's dinner time. Yeah, turn up.
Pull up to the crib and a nigga on sip. Come fuck with a nigga, like a bang on a pussy like I'm blowing up crib. Fuck with a nigga, you gon' wanna claim this dick. Fuck with a nigga, fuck with a nigga, come fuck with a nigga. She roller coastered on it. She threw it up our alley. Then I beat the pussy till it's blue. Girl, you know you got that good, yeah. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up.
Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
This song is my shit. I love this shit, but even after this shit, R. Kelly still can't piss on me. I swear that shit just ain't never happening. No fucking golden showers over here, bitch. Like, I will beat the shit. I wish a nigga would even say, you into that shit? Bitch, you got me fucked up. You are nasty as hell. Like, that is disgusting. And I wish I could meet the girl who let him do that shit, because I'm going to slap her so damn hard into the damn, I don't even know what she need to be slapped into. Not even the next year. Not even the next 10 years. She just need to get the hell knocked out of her. Like, that's nasty. Oh my gosh. What's up, y'all? It's Reality with me, Ashley, and I'm just so excited about episode 3. It's just so much shit we got to talk about, and I fuck with R. Kelly this whole show. Like, we just playing R. Kelly because we just on some turn-up shit. But if you do want me to play your music as I'm speaking about some real-life shit, you can always email me at tspiller@reality.com. And I'll definitely talk about all of your shit. So let's just get into this shit because I have so much to talk about. Let's start off with the fucking Grammys. Because when Beyonce cut the light on and turned around, I was like, oh, you better get it, bitch. I was so excited already. She didn't even sing yet. I saw the stage rotating and I got excited. So I think she did a hell of a good job. And I heard that there were some rumors saying she was kind of upset about the performance or some shit about the Grammys. And Jay-Z was kind of giving her a little forehead kiss, pat on the back, like, you know, babe, you did that shit. Don't stress. And I seriously think that she did a bomb ass job. Like, B, you can never fuck up, ever. Don't ever stress that shit. You can never fuck up, B. I love it, and I'm always gonna love you, hands down. So, I gotta talk about the main shit that I wanted from the Grammys. I wanted a Grammy gift bag. The Grammy gift bag was $21,000. That's what it's worth. That's how much shit was in that damn bag, and I wanted it. It was some exclusive shit that these damn artists, managers, execs, they have property to. Like, I really wanted what was in that damn bag. They had all shit. Like, you had some special hand cream that ain't came out yet. I'm trying to find out what that's like. That's probably how all their asses still look good, because they're getting the damn exclusives from their damn Grammy bag. I really wanted to see what the fuck was in that bag. So, according to my sources, they had shit from the Body Shop. Even Pepsi hooked them up with some shit. Of course, Beats by Dre. You know, they always dropping some shit. But they had some shit that I can't even pronounce. I'm not even gonna try. But all I can say is, it's some really good stuff for their skin. Again, this is how their asses are staying gorgeous like that. Y'all keep saying black don't crack. That shit does crack eventually. Don't let nobody lie to you. That shit does crack. Because I'm not gonna name no names. But you know, I'm gonna just say, shout out to the, you know, it's Black History Month anyway. So we're going to shout out to the world's first black twerker. She's from Africa, and her name is Asalata. So we just going, this Asalata got it going on, and that's it for her. You know, she's straight from Africa. That was for her. So Black History Mama for y'all ass, go out and read your history. It's in there. Shit. So, definitely got to talk about Macklemore. What the fuck was up with that? You know, how the fuck he got all them damn Grammys or nominations anyways? And he shitted on all the major record labels. They should feel some type of way. Macklemore got on stage, y'all, and said, and I did this by myself. I'm an independent artist. Oh, shit. all the major record labels was looking like, this motherfucker. Now, he know damn well he didn't even come over to us to see if we wanted to sign his ass. He went to a couple of record labels and they told him no. And that was that. He went and did his own damn thing. So, shouts out to all of the indie people out there. Like, y'all doing y'all thing and your shit is going, it's going to pay off. Look at Macklemore. Now, what I will say was, you know, somebody made a comment on Twitter and they was like, oh, white people take over everything. That was, you know, it's kind of fucked up to say this shit because it's damn Black History Month, but I'm going to still say it. But it was like, you know, white people taking over everything. And now look, white people have taken over the rap game. What the fuck? No, they haven't. Because I'm going to tell you what some white boy shit was. Macklemore, how you going to text Kendrick Lamar after the show? That's some white boy shit. Talking about I'm sorry and shit. You deserve the award. What kind of... That is some white boy shit. Because a nigga would have been like, oh, shit, yo bad. Nigga, try good luck next time, or maybe we could do a little collaboration and you'll get up in that bitch with me next year. But ain't no nigga in their right mind gonna turn around and text your ass talking about I'm sorry and you deserve the award. How you gonna be an independent artist and say that shit? All y'all independent artists should go and kick Macklemore ass because you got full access to him. Cause I know damn well he ain't got no tight security because he ain't with no major record label. And that's just that. But Kendrick Lamar did a bomb ass performance. Like, I was just like, this man is amazing. He is so fucking talented. And fuck Macklemore. I felt that way for that man. I did. And I know y'all want to talk about Pharrell's hat, but quite frankly, he gave that shit back to Smokey the Bear, so it doesn't fucking matter. You don't even have to worry about that hat anymore. It's locked up in Smokey's camp. That's all you need to know. Okay? He pulled the hat out. It was a special fucking occasion, and now it's back. So let that shit go. It was a fucking hat. Y'all ain't say shit about how Madonna came out there looking like she from Candyland. Y'all ain't say shit about that. She looked like she was from Django. I swear she did. She really looked like Big Daddy. She looked like Big Daddy when she came out there with that cane. I don't understand what the fuck that shit was about either, but we ain't gonna get into that. And I do want to I want to address this. When did Queen Latifah become an ordained pastor? Because she officiated the wedding. And it was like, what, 30, 33, 34 couples? Some of them were gay and some of them were straight. But when she become, when did that happen? I missed that shit for real. I was like, wait, is Queen Latifah really about to marry these people for real? And then I thought it was a joke because, but then they showed the people and they were like really crying. Like, I said, oh shit, they getting married for real. So, you know, when you stand up, when the bride comes down the aisle, I actually stood up for a moment because I was like, oh, well, but I don't know who's the bride and the gay couples because they're not, some of them were dressed up in the same outfit. I was confused. But, you know, nevertheless, I stood up, you know. But yeah, you know, the Grammys just took me by storm with the wedding shit. I wasn't ready for that. So, speaking of the Grammys, this is some funny shit here. How the fuck? But let me tell you something. Any black couple, if your husband says, I don't want you to go somewhere, most black women will have an issue with that. They're going to be like, well, why the fuck I can't go? Oh, that bitch going to be there? Huh? Oh, you got something going on over there? Why I can't go? T.I., I got to write some notes down for you next time you don't want Tiny to go to the Grammys. Because when they got on the red carpet, they actually started arguing. And the argument escalated from them already getting into it at home when he said, I don't want you to go. You remember the last nigga that said he didn't want his wife to go to the party? I bet you I don't remember. He's from Waiting to Exhale when he told Bernadette that his side chick was coming to the party instead of her. I think T.I., he went ahead and brought Tiny because he thought about that movie. He's like, that bitch ain't going to blow my shit up. She ain't going to burn my clothes in the goddamn car. All right, baby, you can come on. We ain't got to sit together, though, but you can come. They on the red carpet, and they're arguing, and you have all these bloggers, all these people with cameras. People are recording your shit, taking pictures of you, and they are literally, like, looking at you like, is this for real? They didn't believe that shit. How you figure out it was real? Because they were on Twitter talking about, I bet you I'm gonna have more fun at the Grammys than you. Then she tweeting, me and the girls turned up in LA at the Grammys. What about you? What kind of hood ass, ratchet ass shit is that? I was just like, could they get any more ignorant on social network? Like, I was really taken back by that shit, for real. But, yeah, look out for them. They're also arguing because T.I. allegedly has a love child. I don't see how that's a problem right now, because all of their damn kids are love children. They got a lot of love in their family because, you know, the two younger boys are T.I. and Tiny's actual kids. Everybody else is from their little side pieces or whatever. And they've been together for so fucking long, and he's had several children outside of their relationship, and you got a problem with this baby here? Like, what the fuck is that, Tiny? You should have had a problem with all them other damn kids. But yet and still, they got stockings hanging up on Christmas, and they got stockings on the little cartoon show that they had and shit, the Family Hustle and all that. But you got a problem with this love child, maybe because you just didn't want another child in the show. Because you don't want Major to feel some type of way, because that's her baby. But nevertheless, I feel like she shouldn't have an issue with the side kid, with the love child, because they got plenty of love kids. So, Diddy has shut down Bad Boy. This shit is done. Diddy came on the scene and said, it's over. I mean, it's Monday morning. And guess what? You ain't got no fucking job. Now I'm going to take some selected few motherfuckers with me, and we going over to Revolt. And that's that. And you know what they did? Not a damn thing. They tighten up their resumes, and they are shipping them on out to other companies right now. So if you're trying to get a job at a record label or any place in the entertainment industry, watch out for Diddy's former employees at Bad Boy, because he has shut that shit down. He is no longer up and running the Bad Boy business anymore, and it's all about Revolt TV, which that shit is going to take over, and it's going to be competing with Oprah in a minute. VH1 and BT, y'all better watch out, because Diddy coming for y'all ass. That's some boss shit, though. Like, but damn, think about those employees. Like, shit. Probably had plans. You know, when you're going to work in the office, you be like, okay, I'm going to get my cup of coffee, sit down, check my emails. And you go up to the building, that shit is locked. And the janitor like, well, ain't no more building. What happened to the building, friend? Boss come in here and fire everybody. I ain't got no damn email. And then you check your BlackBerry. Most record labels have a BlackBerry for their employees. You check your BlackBerry, and that shit says, building is shut down, company is shut down, you're basically let go. Or we going our separate ways. You going to find Diddy and beat his ass, aren't you? That's what you want to do. That's what the fuck you want to do. Everybody want to whoop the CEO ass when shit like that happen. But you ain't going to find Diddy. Not unless your ass is in Revolt TV. And that's some fucked up shit. But I feel for y'all. But good luck in this world. And move on from Bad Boy. Fuck it. Just say fuck Bad Boy. Don't worry about it. That shit is fucked up, though. But y'all know who getting married. And you're going to find this out at the reunion. And I'm going to call. I'm going to see if Queen Latifah and Madonna can marry them, actually. Erica Mena and Sin, the girlfriend, the people from Love & Hip Hop, you know, they are engaged. And I think they're going to make their announcement on the actual reunion show, which, by the way, Monique is hosting. And I feel some kind of way because I kind of miss her show. I kind of miss her late night show. So she's going to be hosting the Love & Hip Hop New York reunion. And I really want her to channel that old Monique when she first came out and everybody was a bitch and everything had to do with shit and fuck and damn. I want that Monique back, because she was funny as hell. Now, the new Monique that's like, oh, you know, you shouldn't fight. They shouldn't be fighting. The only people that should be fighting on Love & Hip Hop Reunion New York is Sin and Rich. Those are the only people that need to be fighting. Oh, and I might let Amina, Panky, and Tara fight. I may just let Tara whoop her ass. Because when she slammed that paper down in that car and said, I'm his wife, she deserved that ass whooping, hands down, and everybody knows it. So maybe they should fight on the show too. Because like Tara said, I can get it whenever I want to. Amina ain't like that shit, which was hilarious to me. So we got to talk about side chicks, because these damn side chicks once again are winning, and I'm about to start taking some damn notes from these bitches, because they have every fucking thing, and it's their world. They run the world right now. The side chicks are running shit. Side chick number one, Mayweather, has dropped $200,000 on his side chick's business. I don't know what the fuck the business is, but the shit is paid off. The bitch ain't gotta pay for the building. That's paid off. She probably ain't gotta pay for her employees' first couple of months rent checks because that's paid off. He dropped $200K on the side chick's business. This bitch is winning. That's all I'ma say. These side chicks be winning. The main chicks just be fucking shit up. I think it's because the main chicks put too much emotion into the shit. That's what it is. Probably. That gotta be it. Because side chicks be like, oh, I'ma fuck you today. Peace out, bitch. I'll text your ass later. They don't get caught up in that shit. So the next side chick is Tyrese's baby mama. Shawty is disrespectful. Major disrespectful. She has an issue with she took him to court because she's filing some documents stating that Tyrese is a bad father. Now, if you follow Tyrese on Instagram, he pulls out so many pictures of he and his daughter. I'm talking about when he's sitting down reading to her, singing to her, playing outside, and all that other shit. He really puts out that good father picture. So it's hard to believe that she would go to court saying that. This is why she said it. She said that he basically stood his daughter up during the time when Paul Walker died, and because they put a hold on the movie, he should have came back to spend time with his daughter. Instead, he was taking the flights out and stuff and jets out, and he was on jet skis. He was spending plenty of money and buying all his liquor and hanging out with his friends. Bitch, he is friends with Paul Walker. His friend just died. What the fuck make you think I'm gonna come home and be more depressed thinking about it? I'm gonna be with my boys. And you don't even know, I may be hanging out with Paul's family. I may have gotten to know the family during the time of us recording the movie. Like, what the fuck kind of shit is that? So you gonna take this man to court for being a bad father? That's when black men turn around and say, see how y'all talk so much shit about us? And we be helping your ass out? Now let me trip you out. She also had an issue. She said, like I said, he was buying a bunch of drinks, going to the clubs and shit. Tyrese turned around and said, those were gigs that I had to take on to pay the child support that you're demanding. Boom! That nigga won the court case. It's done. That side chick won again because she still got a damn check. That's the fucked up part about it. She still got a damn check, so she still won. So fuck you for the court system because they tried Tyrese with that shit. We got to talk about Atlanta Housewives. I just got some shit we got to talk about. First off, I know damn well y'all saw Kenya go to the sperm donor's clinic. This shit right here, Lawrence was checking the guy out, and the guy with his Ormondy ass gonna turn around and take all the compliments from Lawrence. And then Kenya, what the fuck you blushing for? Your old ass need to stop that. You too grown to be blushing. She's like, I'm just so, I can't believe this. Oh my God, how tall are you? And the guy was like, oh, I'm 6'2", or whatever the fuck height he was. And she was just like, oh my God, no bitch, he not about to give you his sperm. But ladies, if you are looking to have his sperm, remember his number is 6744. That's his donor number. So if you do want to collect that sperm, again, it's 6744. He repeated that shit on the show, so I thought I should repeat it on my show to help him out, because he said he's the last of his family. He wants to continue the legacy. So 6744 for the nice young gentleman that was donating his sperm in Atlanta. Go ahead and find him. So Kenya wants Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson's sperm. Obama's sperm. That's who she wants. I'm sorry. But what the fuck make you think Michelle Obama could let Barack go and donate his damn sperm? What is wrong with Kenya? I cannot take this shit for nothing. Did you really say that shit on TV? You want Michael Jordan already got issues with his son talking about his daddy never cleaned him, and now you want to go and get this man's sperm? Baby, please do your research on whose sperm to collect. Damn it, go after Diddy at least. I mean, he running some shit. But you want Jordan's and Obama's sperm? I cannot take this beauty queen. I really can't. That shit just really got me, y'all. Did you hear about her list, though, of the donor, the type of donor she wants? She said, he has to be funny. How can you tell if somebody's funny by their sperm? To all the females that swallow, please let me know. How can you tell if the man is funny by his sperm? How can you tell if he's affectionate by the taste of his sperm? Is it because he's eating pineapples and it's sweet? Does that mean he's affectionate? I need to know for real. I need to know this shit. Is that what that means? So, how can you tell if he has full lips by his sperm? When you swallow, you be like, oh, he got some full lips. Is that? I gotta figure this shit out, y'all. This shit, I know it's funny, but I'm so serious. Because she said those are her requirements. But how can you tell that through the sperm? I just gotta do some research on that for people, because I need to know. Let me know, please. So, you know, Nene had her pajama date night type party shit at the hotel. It was kind of cute. I think her outfit was a little too damn much. You around other people's husbands, you wear that shit with your husband. Not when you with your husband and other people's husbands. You don't do that shit. Todd was like, fuck that pajama shit. I'm a grown-ass man. I ain't wearing the pajamas. He and Apollo, actually. You know, Peter, he always trying to bring sexy back with his old ass. So he had on his robe and shit. And he ain't had no lotion on. They need to zoom in on them ankles, because I saw that shit. But, yeah, so during the party or whatever, she invited Portia's single ass and her sister's single ass. And I was just like, why are the single bitches there? Like, I'm just be real with you. Okay, because I'm single. And when it's a couple thing, that's when single bitches, you need to stay home. Or you go out with other single bitches so you can become a couple. Because you just don't impose on a couple's event. You don't do that. You don't fit in at all. You can't even talk about, oh, well, when I was married. No, bitch, that shit, what? So now you a divorced bitch, and you up here imposing on us married, happily married motherfuckers. That just don't go together. So I felt like Portia and her sister, along with Kenya, and I still don't know his title, but I think his name is, what, Brandon or whatever? I felt like all those single people should have stayed home. And that was just really unnecessary for them to be there. So I got to talk about the party because, you know, they were talking about the questions that they were asking. And Portia's reaction to this question said, are you comfortable being around someone that has slept with your mate? Why the fuck did Nene make up that question for the party? That shit was wrong. Especially after, you know, Chuck in his big ass mouth, and then the other guy that was there when he was saying that he smashed and that was it. But Portia decides with her single ass, she yells out, hell no! So what man here that's with you, you not comfortable being around? Like, I just, you know, I wanted to ask her that shit. Like, what, again, you're here with your single ass, so who you not comfortable being around? Because that question, again, was for the couples in this motherfucker. The men and the women. Not you and your sister. It's just, or Kenya and her assistant. No, it's not for y'all. So then, Candy, oh, I love when Cynthia got up and she was like, I have got to say this. Peter, baby, you put it down in the bedroom. But baby, that Candy, bedroom Candy lipstick. Oh, Lord. Like, she damn near lost. And I said, she a damn lie. Peter don't do shit in the bed. Because she breached in her drawer and pulled that damn lipstick out afterwards. Or probably in between. And it finishes the damn job. You can tell when a woman loves her toy. Because she said, oh, she stumped her foot. Oh, Lord. I said, you better come on that damn lipstick, girl. You better get that shit, Cynthia. Shouts out to Bedroom Candy. And Candy was looking like, I bet y'all bitches gonna follow that, because you know Beyonce and Jay-Z spent, what, $8,000 on Bedroom Candy products. Let you know, they swerving on that thing. Riding the surfboard and all. Drunk in love. So that shit was just so funny. But like I said, all of Nene's questions were so drama filled. Like, it was so annoying at one point. But when they talked about the men going to the strip club, y'all, I could not believe when they was like, Apollo said he would spend, or he has spent, $8,000 in the strip club. What the fuck are you buying? Who are you buying? are married with two damn kids now, not one, but two. So why are you dropping bombs like that in the strip club? What the hell is going on, Apollo? I get it. He meant to say Phaedra, and he and Phaedra got a boom boom room, and he calls at the strip club, and he go down there and make it rain $1,000, because there's no way in hell he seriously, and he even yelled out, she was like, when Nene said, what are you spending $8,000 on? And he was like, I mean, shit, drinks? What the fuck you drinking? Did you just, oh, I get it, you must be ordering all the big bottles in the back, because I know damn well if you ordered something in a cup, it ain't going to total up no $8,000. Like, that shit was insane. Unless you about to order it 8,000 damn times. That shit was stupid. Like, I could not believe that. Oh, my gosh. For real? $8,000 in the strip club? You need to take your ass up to New York because you know they got that 25-foot pole knot. You can really pay a bitch good now. She climbing up 25 feet and sliding down, pole burning all. $8,000. Lost his damn mind. So, oh, did you hear when, who was it? Phaedra called Kenya a more whore. Kenya more whore. I thought that shit was funny, though, because, I mean, during the time she, when she came out of her robe at the party, all of the guys really did look at her, and the camera showed that shit, too. So, when the women go back and watch it, they probably gonna be like, so you thought that shit was sexy? You like that shit? You thought it was cute? You looking at her ass? Didn't I tell you not to look at her? Didn't I tell your ass not to text that bitch? They're going to go off like that during the reunion. I know it. But yeah, Nene's thing was really cute. But here is the fucking tea for your ass. So you know how we have all been sitting on the fence with this whole Phaedra and Apollo jailbird, no jailbird, scamming, scheming ass shit. Do you know Phaedra's former friend, Angela Staton, has now released a book called Lies of a Real Housewife, Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil, where she is telling all of their business. And she basically was saying how she was at a point in her life when she was very lonely, very desperate for friendship, and then she wanted, when she became friends with certain people, i.e. Phaedra, she became hungry for this fake luxurious lifestyle that she could not afford. And she mentions that she and Apollo and Phaedra were all on some insurance fraud shit, all on some financial fraud, all that shit. They were actually in it. And she took the blame for it the first time when she and Apollo were incarcerated. And that's how Apollo got out earlier. It wasn't because Phaedra's a bomb-ass attorney. Don't think that shit. It was actually because she took the blame for it. Now, this fucking time, it's his damn fault. But Phaedra did win it in court to where she couldn't discuss it in the media. She had to only discuss it in the courts. So now, it's out, baby. She can, because it's the second time around and she has nothing to do with it, she can come out and say whatever. And she wrote a damn book about this shit. So her name's Angela Staton, and everybody should go, and you don't have to read the book if you don't want to. You can read all the fucking articles, because, you know, most of the time people gonna put your shit out there anyways. But definitely look into that shit, because it's fucking amazing to hear all of the shit that they did. And now it kind of adds up, because you gotta think, Phaedra's carrying her Louis Vuitton and she's wearing her Christian Dior, but you drive an Infiniti. Interesting. And you're renting Bentleys. Very, very interesting. But you balling. Whatever. She always says she's rich anyways, but I mean, Nene even said that. I'm a rich bitch. And I think Nene is kind of rich, but she's saving her shit in stocks and bonds. So, whatever. I think that's going to wrap this shit up today, because this has been some good tea. I mean, y'all spending $8,000 in a strip club, and please, we got to find out if you can tell by somebody's sperm if they're funny. We got to find shit out like that, because, I mean, you really can't tell nothing. The only thing I've heard that you can tell from a man's sperm is that he's eating bad. It's not, yeah, that's the only thing I've heard of. So, you know, ladies, if you know some shit, let me know, because I'll just find out from you. But always email me at reality at tspill at reality.com. And then you can always hit me up on Twitter, Ashley's Reality. You can hit me up on Instagram, same damn name. And also, you know, independent artists, please send me your music. Like, I fucks with y'all indies. I don't fuck with the white boy shit that Macklemore did to Kendrick Lamar, but I fuck with the independent artists. So, shouts out to Bad Boy That's No More, for the employees that got fired and didn't get another job. Fuck Bad Boy. Remember to fuck Target. They don't fuck with Beyonce, so we don't fuck with them. And that's it for today. We just gonna close this shit up because we bad like that. Appreciate for the followers and the listeners. Love you guys.
Now I'm cocky with my spending. They say life is just a game, and I thank God that I'm winning. Models roll my endo. I beat the pussy Django. Them niggas talking money, I got more digits in my gate code. Jamaica pole disappear like hocus pocus. You ain't never gonna find another nigga this focused. I got every block, every street corner sold up. Whatever club represent my city, thought up. I own the game, coach slash player showed up. Okay, haters forfeited, never showed up. Yeah,
this is my story.
Yeah, I'm from that trap town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirts. Yeah.
This is my story.
Money, cars, bad hoes. This is my story.
And I'm sticking.
I'm sticking to it. Hey, I've been a victim to it. Your conversation is sanitation. Ain't no hesitating when I'm finna do it. I stick it in. Switch it up and try to hit a friend. Live it up and count my dividends. Roll like cinnamon. Whoa, big face Benjamins. And she looked at me like you ain't nothing but a star. I looked at her like this ain't nothing but a car. If you ride with them, you ain't going that far. But if you ride with me, crib so big, we can play hide and seek. You can confide in me. Ride me like I ride the beat. Pilot seat, I need a co-pilot. Kiss her ass in both mouths. Yeah, I'm talking both lips. What you know about boat trips? Drop her ass at the chocolate factory. Yeah, we did them 12 plays. And you know who you is, girl. We've been fucking since the 12th grade. God damn.
This is my story.
Yeah, I'm from that trap town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirts.
This is my story.
Money. This is my story. Say she a church girl, but man, she